Beverly Martin is a nurse who has spent years working in hospitals. Still, she says she wasn't quite prepared emotionally for when she had to put her elderly mother in a nursing home.
It was terrifying, for one thing, because, you know, you could be in the business forever, but it, when it affects someone in your own family, you really don't know where to turn.
Martin says she felt overwhelmed.
You know, then you have to go down to Social Security and you have to fill out paperwork for Medicare and Medicaid, and it's overwhelming, the volume of paperwork that's required. And you're already going through the emotions of what got your loved one there, and then you feel like you're betraying them because you promised you'd never put them in a nursing home. And then you worry about the money.
One of the biggest issues families face at such a time is trying to navigate who pays for what. Lots of people believe that if their loved one is a senior, they're covered by Medicare. But in most cases, the program stops footing the bill after the first 100 days in a long-term care facility like a nursing home. To get to a place where a person would become eligible for Medicaid, they have to spend down their assets, things like their 401ks or IRA accounts, savings, all of it, including their home in some circumstances. Once they have only about $2,000 left, then they become Medicaid eligible. But a bill in the Florida legislature looks to give families another financial alternative.
I believe it could be a win for Medicaid service recipients. It could be a win for the metaphysical soundness of Medicaid. It could be a win for potential beneficiaries under the life insurance policies, and I also believe it could be a win for long-term care service providers.
Jack McRae is a spokesman for the Florida AARP. The group is backing Senate Bill 794. The proposal by Senator Jeff Brandis would allow people with life insurance policies to sign them over to the state in order to pay for their care, because right now, policies are counted as assets. And a person would have to cash it in, often at a reduced value, as part of the Medicaid spend down. The second part of the bill would allow the life insurance policy to be sold to a third party, often at a far higher value. The money would then be deposited into an account with automatic withdrawals going directly to the facility. It's very similar to a sort of reverse mortgage for health care. And Chris Orestes, CEO of the company Life Care Funding, which specializes in these kind of transactions, says they're beneficial to middle-class families who have too many assets to qualify for Medicaid, but not enough to foot the bill for long-term care.
You have this middle-class bulge that is, quite frankly, penalized for having too much assets to just go right on to government assistance, but not enough that they can afford to the choice of care and extend their ability to remain private pay.
Orestes says converting life insurance policies into a form of long-term care insurance is something people can do now, but most families aren't aware of it. And advocates of the proposal say as long as its reporting and disclosure requirements are left in place, they'll continue to back it. And Beverly Martin, who says her 86-year-old mom is the social butterfly of the facility she's in, thinks it's a good idea, too.
So if taking care of grandma or whomever in a nursing home would require, you know, if they could do it with their life insurance and save enough to bury them if that's their wishes, that would be, to me, that sounds doable considering the state of our economy right now.
The proposal has the backing of the Florida Healthcare Association, the Florida AARP, and several elder law advocates. It cleared its first committee stop in the Senate unanimously, but still has several more to go. A companion bill is making its way through the House. For WFSU-FM, I'm Lynn Hatter.